Welcome back. This is Lee from Huntsville, sitting in for Phil while he goes and has some holiday fun here in the Right Side Studios, where we're solid conservative and just plain right. Excited to be here, and I actually have a guest caller right now. So bringing on Emily with Moms for Liberty to talk about the continuing resolution and what they had included that would affect parents. So welcome, Emily. Glad to have you on.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
So talk to me about some of the parts of this CR that you have discovered and how it would affect, you know, just parents nationwide.
Yeah, I mean, I think for me, the first few things that jumped out with the CR that was just extremely alarming from the parental rights aspect is that the bill allows for vaccine and mask mandates. And I mean, for anyone that follows Moms for Liberty even remotely closely, you'll remember that's really and truly how Moms for Liberty got our start, was mask mandates in the schools when parents were not even asked to opt in or out. They were just forced to mask their kids 8 hours a day, 5 days a week. We felt like we were getting past all of that and making progress in reclaiming rights. Mm-hmm. But now this CR throws the ability back in there for vaccine mandates and mask mandates. And it also requires, or I guess it allows for vaccine passports, which is extremely alarming, you know, just not just from parental rights standpoint, but just liberty and freedom in general. Like if I want to take my son on a trip somewhere, I want to be able to do that by crossing state lines without having this vaccine passport. You know, with the CR, that's difficult. When we go to the Moms for Liberty Summit in another state, I mean, will we even be allowed to do that anymore? Per the CR, potentially not. So it's very alarming, some of the things that are in there.
I thought that the vaccine mandate was defeated as far as legality-wise. How are they trying to slip this back in?
Well, I mean, I think it's like with so much of it, they think that people aren't paying attention, or, you know, the Democrats are just trying to get the last few things they can across the goal line before the Republican Party takes over. God willing, the Republican Party stands up and fights back going forward. But I mean, I think they have control, they have power, and who are we to stop them is kind of the mentality. So I think they're just seeing how far they can get with it.
Well, I just say thank God for people like Elon Musk with X, where you can, you know, things can be exposed and the everyday person can have a voice. I was saying earlier that I feel as if citizen journalism, you know, that Elon helps provide by, you know, owning X and having it be the free speech capital of the world that it is. But do you think that's going to help by exposing all this? Do you think it will be enough to... because I think threatening some of these Republicans into, you know, acting right is kind of the way to go, because he's basically saying, hey, if you go down this road, I'm going to fund your primary opponents.
Yeah, I mean, I wholly believe that the reason we won the election and the way that we did is mainly due to the Freedom of X and Elon Musk's purchase of that. I mean, without that, I think there's so many people that still would just have no clue what's going on. So, I mean, I think we've seen a huge win mm-hmm. with X just through that. And I think, hope, pray that it continues. And I think the CR is another example of that, right? I don't know how much of this information would be getting out so freely and openly if it weren't for that. When, you know, Jack Dorsey had what was in Twitter, mm-hmm. a lot of it was shut down. So if stuff like this was posted around the vax mandates and all of that, I think that would have been shut down and parents would be caught off guard again. Part of the huge thing with X is we're able to just better connect grassroots-wise across the country, really, and share more information and help other states get aware so then they can go back to their local communities and I definitely think X has been a huge part of that and will continue to be a part of that. And especially with him doing the Doge, I hope and pray that has a huge impact on a lot of this CR madness that we keep seeing.
Absolutely. There's some really crazy things in there. What are your thoughts on them actually saying, well, we deserve more money, 40% raise at a time where people are struggling?
Yeah, that's just asinine that anyone would even vote to give themselves that kind of a pay raise. I put on Twitter or X earlier today that I think Congress's raise should be tied to an anti-commission mindset. If you save money, if you cut budgets, then at that point you can get a pay raise. But just giving yourself a pay raise and putting more and more and more fat into these bills is ridiculous. So I think, again, hope that with the DOGE that Vivek and Elon can come back on some of that stuff. But yeah, voting for yourself to get a 40% raise when for the past 2 years I barely got a cost of living increase and I work well beyond what congressional people work. It's pretty, it's pretty selfish. And again, I kind of with you, I hope that a lot of people are waking up and they start are willing to primary some of these people.
Well, now that they have the backing of Musk, it's a possibility.
Yeah.
It's kind of like Soros backing all these DAs and getting minions in place. I look at this and say, well, he's got the money to back it up. So yeah, he can, because money is how you win races, period. And
I think that's a big part.
Yeah.
Sorry, go ahead.
No, keep going.
I think that's a big part of, and we've had these conversations, people not being willing to run. And a huge part of that is the financial aspect to it. It costs a lot of money to run these races. And if you have to go out and raise every single penny on your own, that's pretty intimidating when you're going up against not only an incumbent, but in some of these cases, deeply entrenched incumbents that have been there for 10 plus years. That's a really hard thing to overcome right off the bat. But if you've got somebody like Musk backing you with some deep pockets,
right,
I think that starts making people think differently about running for office, or at least I hope it makes them think differently.
Absolutely. I think so. And I think that just the ability to get the word out to both, to me, that's the most important thing, is just to be able to have the free speech and be able to counter what others are saying. But if you can't get the word out via, you know, all these different social media channels, all this different advertising, I mean, it's just shown that's what works and that's what get people elected. So I love it. And I think he has enough money that it doesn't matter. He can fund every single one in the United States, and it's like tip money, right? I mean, it doesn't matter. I can't remember how much. He's like 500 million, a billion or something. Like, that's a crazy number. And I assume eventually.
It's a number my mind can't fathom.
No, because people got to remember, a billion is 1,000 million. So he has 500,000 million. Holy cow.
Yeah.
He'll probably be the first, trillionaire. But I think that as long as he's using it for good, and instead of, I loved Phil's analogy of someone like George Soros using his different groups that he uses, he can do things in the shadows, and he can support tons and tons of different DAs across the U.S., which really make a big difference locally and statewide to the people. You're much more of a difference than, say, the Supreme Court. He's doing all this stuff in the shadows, and his son will be taking over when he inevitably croaks. So, I think having someone like Elon to counter that is vital to keeping a society that's free.
Yeah.
That's my personal
opinion. Yeah. And I hope, I mean, aside from the money, I think people would be willing to run just because they get to be endorsed by Elon and potentially meet him. I think that's probably a fun motivator for a lot of people to throw their name in the hat. So I do think his entry into the Republican platform is really going to shake things up in a different way than what Trump did. I mean, we obviously have seen how Trump's turned the Republican Party on its head, but I think Elon's going to throw a curveball in there with a lot of it, because it's just so different. And a lot of things about Elon I don't like when it comes to like AI and all that craziness.
Right.
But he's still got some true conservative values in there, and wanting to get rid of government waste is something that's long overdue, but we've never had anybody with the strength and the backing to really push it. So I think he's going to have a really massive impact in a very interesting way. So I can't wait to watch that unfold.
Me either. I think it'll be interesting to see. And I think that I want to know from you, what should parents do to make sure they're to keep their rights to make decisions for their family and their children? How do they need to make sure that these aren't just slowly siphoned away by politicians?
Well, I mean, I think the big thing is they've got to educate themselves, and we deal with this a lot in our organization, is just educating parents on crazy things that are happening. Mm-hmm. I mean, we're talking about the CR and impacts of that, but on a local level, age of medical consent is 14 years old. And right. Oh, by the way, our state is taking massive amounts of federal funding for mental health clinics in schools. So I won't get into all the details of it at this point, but I mean, you can see where that's going with parental rights being more and more and more erased.
Right.
When you've got more and more and more federal dollars going into your local school system. And that all goes back to parents need to be educated. You need to know that at 14, your parents or your kids can make medical decisions for themselves. You need to know what's going on in your schools. You need to know what's going on in these CRs. I mean, it's mm-hmm. boring stuff, and I get it. But when you start talking about the things that we've talked about, where this federal budget puts authority back into these agencies' hands to mm-hmm. be able to do forced masking, forced vaccines, forced mm-hmm. vaccine passports, that matters. And then you know to call your legislators, call your representatives and tell mm-hmm. them, over my dead body, are we doing this? And make sure they hear your voice. Make sure that they know that if they vote for this, you will be voting against them in the next primary and helping them out of office, because parental rights come far above any of these elected positions. So the big thing is be educated and then be vocal. Call your people, and you don't have to be hateful if that's not your personality, but just call and say, no, don't vote for this. I'm watching. I'm going to know what you're doing. And if you vote for it, I will not vote for you.
And know who your representatives are, and your know who your state mm-hmm. representative is, know who your state senator is. I bet you 1 out of 10 people on the street, may, if that, may know it, if you just walk up and ask them here in North Alabama. Mm-hmm. Know who they are. They don't need to be operating with this feeling, just like our national representatives and senators, that they can do whatever they like and no one's paying attention. That's the whole thing mm-hmm. is I want everybody to wake up, pay attention, and start understanding what our government, don't let allow government to run your life while you're looking the other way.
Yep.
Yeah. To me, that's the biggest thing. And as parents, that 14-year-old age of, I guess, medical consent is very important. Mm-hmm. Back during the height of COVID, there were schools in Birmingham that had vaccine clinics in there injecting kids, telling them you don't need your parents' permission. You're 14. Mm-hmm. They're high schoolers making decisions yep. that could affect their health and lifelong problems because they're 14. So I definitely think that's a big one for our next legislative session. That's got to go up. Got to.
Yeah.
Who, I mean.
Yeah. And it's, I've been doing research and different things. And one of the things that I'm going to be sharing more information on is what's called the whole child. And it's basically federal funding, which is coming through these CRs, mm-hmm. and it's putting clinics in schools. So mm-hmm. either, you know, a physical building on campus, or it's just embedded within the school. So you take your child to school thinking that they're getting educated, but while they're on campus at the school that you take them to, they can then go to these health clinics. They can get birth control. They can get diagnosed for any type of mental health disorder. They could get on SSRIs. They could do all sorts of things while at school at 14 when there's no parental consent required. And because it's happening while they're at school, parents will have no idea they've even gone to see a doctor. So this is extremely important, like you said, to raise that age in the state of Alabama, but also to make sure we're clamping down on these federal budgets to stop funding this nonsense. Like, if the federal budget or the federal government wants to do that, they can do it. We're not taking that money in Alabama because we're not giving our kids up like that.
Amen. No, I totally agree 100%. We and people just need to understand this is happening. So I'm with you. And they can go check Moms for Liberty. They can look what on Facebook, website, kind of give the details.
Yeah, easiest one is if you're on Facebook, that's where we're most active. You can also follow us on X, and then the website's momsforliberty.org. At the top, just click on chapters and drill down to you find the one in Madison. And that's where we've got a whole lot of content for all the non-social media people out there.
Which includes a lot of the surrounding counties as well, right? Not just Madison.
Yes, yeah. Absolutely.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, we kind of cover all of North Alabama.
Yes, absolutely. Well, thank you so much for joining me, and I appreciate all the commentary. And we'll be right back, guys, with more discussion on the continuing resolution.